You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we start a brand new week. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join me coming up from his home on the southwest side in just a moment. It is Ben on the other side of the glass once again. 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you. Phone line, same number, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you after a very busy weekend nationwide as far as that is concerned and regionally as well. You have something on your mind, love to hear from you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. We are presented by Dupaco Community Credit Union here on KGYM on the Gym Class. Thank you very much to Dupaco. Check them out online at dupaco.com. And you can find out more by stopping by our website at kgymradio.com. You can also listen to our stream right there. You can download the KGYM mobile app, and you can also listen to us via your smart speaker. Also, of course, terrestrially, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City as well. It's a bright, sunny Monday once again here in eastern Iowa. Mark joins me here from the southwest side. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. It just dawned on me, we haven't talked to everyone since last Thursday, and so much has happened since then, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we're going to get to a lot of it.
Yeah, there was a baseball game. Did you hear?
I did.
Pretty darn good one. Even if Tim Anderson did not hit a home run in the ninth inning, it was still a pretty darn good one. But a fairy tale ending, if you will, as far as the White Sox. And I think Major League Baseball, it's been talked about quite a bit over the last 4 or 5 days. But just everything, Major League Baseball could not have asked for much more than what was delivered last Thursday night in Dyersville, outside of Dyersville, as far as the Field of Dreams game is concerned. And hope everyone caught that, and that includes the radio broadcast from ESPN right here on KGYM. We had Iowa Kids Day. We had Iowa Media Day back-to-back to talk about a little bit. We had, of course, the field set now for the FedEx Cup playoffs as far as golf is concerned. A good weekend as far as national racing is concerned at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with the first IndyCar NASCAR weekend that got a little off the rails toward the end yesterday. But still, all in all, I think mission accomplished as far as those folks were concerned. So a lot to get to on the program here today, Mark, but I think it would do us well to talk about Iowa football to start things off here today after Kids Day on Saturday. And, of course, learn more about the team from the coaches and the players on Friday down at Media Day. And more on that coming up with Todd and Alex during the Todd Brommel Camp show with Alex Kuhn. Todd was down there for Media Day activities on Friday. And we'll hear from some of the players and some of the coaches coming up here in just a little bit. But a kind of a new, a couple things stood out to me anyway from talking to folks, what I read, et cetera, putting it all together. Number one, it's going to be a much more, I believe, media-friendly atmosphere around Iowa football this year. You've got first-year players with a chance to talk. Assistant coaches are going to be talking once per week, one assistant coach. I think that's a good move, a little bit transparency, and a little bit more media friendliness as far as Kirk and the Iowa football program are concerned. And that was Friday. I did learn Kyler Schott is out with an injury right now, is not going to be around to start the season. That is a blow as far as the Iowa offensive line is concerned. I think the biggest takeaway, though, from the weekend occurred on Saturday, Mark, at Kids Day, and that is the fact that for the first time in a long time, The offense outshined the defense. It's usually the defense at this time of the year that is gaining the upper hand. Is that troublesome or is that encouraging? I guess it depends on your way of thinking, correct?
Yeah, we don't know. The defense is going to come along. But, yeah, that was a message that I got out of Saturday's activity in terms of the kids' day, a scrimmage or practice, whatever you want to call it. By the way, yesterday, more team building as Kirk Ferentz had all or most of the team over to his house for a grill out, some games, whatnot, a little team building session there. But I think we learned far more from Saturday's activities than we did on Friday. You mentioned some of the things that came out of Media Day, but I think Spencer Petras distanced himself between the other couple, three quarterbacks that may or may not be in contention for that starting position. He apparently looked very, very good. Looked like some running back depth was on hand to see. And you mentioned Kyler's shot. Yeah, it is a blow because he's got experience. Probably won't return till a few weeks down the line in the regular season. But Justin Britt stepped in, and I think he'll do well. We'll see. I mean, it's still early in camp, but you're quite right about the offense being ahead of the defense in this particular session.
What do you think? 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 if you were there. What were your observations? And even if you were not there, is this a good situation or is it a troubling situation? I think we kind of knew going in that the Iowa defensive line was going to be one of the question marks as far as this team is concerned. Didn't have a couple of guys. They were sitting out. Or didn't get a whole lot of playing time in there. So that contributed, perhaps, to the offense being ahead of the defense a little bit. And like you said, you've got a couple of guys, including a new name running back, that we always see at this time of the year. It's usually spring and then early on as far as the fall camp is concerned that jump up and maybe go in there to get some playing time. We'll have to wait and see how it all goes. But yeah, it is different. It is different. And with a returning quarterback that Iowa fans hope will take that next step or maybe even a couple of steps as far as helping out this football team is concerned. It's what do they say? It's six of one, half a dozen of the other, I think, at this time.
Yeah, this offense is going to need to be good, and obviously the defense is as well, but you've got the first two opponents that we've talked so much about, Indiana and Iowa State, both capable of putting up a lot of points. Iowa State certainly has a solid defense. This offense is going to have to be on point, and it starts with Spencer Petras. Tyler Goodson, clearly the number one running back, but LaShawn Williams, a redshirt freshman, had a very nice long run and had Ferentz had some good comments about what he sees in Williams. So I think the defense has some very good opponents. I think components, I'm sorry. The linebacking crew in the defensive backfield is very solid, I think. And the defensive line will come along. So I don't think people should have a lot of worries at this point.
Do you have worries, or are you just excited about the offense being top-notch or a little bit better, at least, than the defense right now? 319-366-1600. That is the text line, 319-366-1600. And here at coming up on 14 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Thank you, 0945, from up in the Dubuque area code for letting us know. Yes. Hats off to the Dubuque County American Legion team playing in the semifinals of the Legion World Series tournament today down in North Carolina. Best of luck to those folks. A lot of Western Dubuque, Dubuque Wallert, Dubuque Hempstead, Dubuque Senior people involved on that team. So that's pretty cool to see.
Yep, that's on my list to update you on the scoreboard. That game coming up in a matter of minutes down in Shelby, North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah. So they'll get that thing underway, and best of luck to those particular young men as they try to advance to the finals as far as the American Legion World Series is concerned. It, of course, it used to be held up in the Dakotas in our day, Mark. It's good to see the Legion making a comeback as far as baseball is concerned. It's not what it once was, but it is good to see a culmination to the end of the year like this. And hopefully it will continue to get bigger and better, if you will, as far as not only the Midwest, but around the country as well.
Yeah, I think there's still over 4,000 American Legion teams in the country, and the Cedar Rapids program has kind of waned in recent years. Hanford Post, number five, has had so many terrific teams that advanced to postseason play and often did very, very well. But it is good to see, and I watched a little bit of the first semifinal today, and quality baseball.
Yeah, it's good baseball, no doubt about that. 15 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, 319-366-1600. That is the text line available out there to you. Of course, in college football news today, we knew it was coming, and it dropped at about 11 o'clock this morning Central Time. The first AP college football poll is out, and both Iowa and Iowa State are included in the poll. We knew they would be. Alabama is your number one. There is no no real doubt about that, and no drama as far as that is concerned. Iowa State was 8. Iowa was 18 in the coaches' poll. Iowa State won better than that in the AP poll. As far as the media is concerned, Mark, Iowa still at number 18. So good to see both the in-state Division I institutions included in there today.
Yeah, very similar, both the AP and the coaches' polls that having come out last week. Takeaway that I see on Twitter, some scribes, some observers, saying Iowa State is overrated. And LSU is one team some folks think is underrated. Perhaps you have the rundown of the rest of the top 10 or 15.
Yeah, Alabama and Oklahoma are 1-2. Oklahoma just got ahead of Clemson. They both picked up 6 first-place votes, but Oklahoma with a few more higher-ranking votes, obviously. Ohio State at 4, Georgia at number 5, A&M at 6, then Iowa State in there at number 7, ahead of Cincinnati. The Bearcats in there at number 8. Rounding out the top 10, Notre Dame in North Carolina. Then Iowa State's opponent they defeated last year in the Fiesta Bowl, Oregon at number 11, followed by the Wisconsin Badgers at 12, and then Florida, the Miami Hurricanes at 14, USC at 15. There is LSU at 16, and then Indiana and Iowa, just like in the coaches' poll, are back-to-back in the AP media poll, 17 for Indiana, 18 for Iowa. Penn State at 19, Washington at 20, then 21 through 25, Texas, Coastal Carolina, Louisiana, Utah, and then Arizona State is in there at number 25 in the AP top 25. So Michigan, others receiving votes, Northwestern also receiving some votes, Oklahoma State and West Virginia out of the Big 12 also receiving votes. So these two polls, for what it's worth, are very, very similar if you put them side by side next to one another.
I propose we revisit it October 1 and then see where we're at. How about that?
That is always your pat answer.
And will remain so. I mean, there's some big games out of the chute. You mentioned Iowa, Indiana, Iowa, Iowa State. What is it? Oregon plays
Ohio State.
Ohio State. Wisconsin has somebody high profile early. A lot of things are going to change.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with you. But, it'll get the conversation started. College football is now in camps, and everybody is hitting the ground running, so to speak. Everybody is undefeated at this point. And, yeah, it is very good to see. So We'll revisit this in what, 2 months? Let's give it 2 months. It's that puts us what, mid October? Can we do it about that point, which is what, week 6-ish, right in there, and we'll see if everybody is in the same spot.
Yeah, things will get a lot more serious by then.
Yeah, we'll know a few more Heisman Trophy candidates. Somebody's going to sneak up who nobody had any idea was going to be a bust-out player as far as this year is concerned. And yeah, you mentioned there were a few folks out there saying that Iowa State, they think they're not going to have the year they had last year. That remains to be seen. There's an awful lot of talent for this Cyclone unit coming back, and I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to be fine. But you're right. Also, a lot of people saying Cajun Troy's LSU Fighting Tigers are going to be much better than what they are predicted. And that it's 16, so it's not like they're way down the line. But LSU has got a boatload of talent. A lot of young talent. Can they get a quarterback in there? Can they find somebody to get in there and move this offense? By the way, speaking of the Big Ten, Mr. Harbaugh in Michigan has announced his starting quarterback. Cade McNamara is going to be the starting quarterback for the Michigan Wolverines. And he is the man ahead of the true five-star freshman, J.J. McCarthy, and as well as Alan Bowman. He is a transfer from the Big 12 out of Texas Tech. So that is the guy. And he is going to be under center for Michigan when they take on Western Michigan in their opener coming up on September the 4th. So Harbaugh's not spending any time waiting for this. He's going to get out in front of this thing today.
No, Notre Dame has named former Wisconsin quarterback Jack Cohn as its starting quarterback. Cohn started for the Badgers in 2019 and led Wisconsin to the Big Ten title game, had a broken foot in last year's abbreviated season, but he's going to be at the controls at Notre Dame, and Graham Mertz steps in at Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I think that, Cohen's going to be a good guy, I think, for Notre Dame. A steady guy. You don't need a spectacular quarterback and signal caller for the Irish. I just believe you need somebody that's going to be a game controller, that's not going to make the big mistakes. Notre Dame's got enough talent that's all they need, basically, at this time. So we'll see. So yeah, good to have football news to talk about here today on August the 16th. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. A reminder that the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. So submit your information at least 60 days prior to your event, and if selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. You can go to kgymradio.com for more information on that. Twins baseball coming up tonight for you. We'll get into a little baseball coming up in just a little bit and get into the weekend that was as far as the sports world is concerned. And we'll do that here in just a little bit. 23 past 3, and you mentioned you've got the Dubuque County team at the American Legion World Series to talk about and your Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. And let's go ahead and throw it to you for that particular scoreboard. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, and they are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and behind Taco John's. What do you got?
Well, in the said American Legion World Series in Shelby, North Carolina, Dubuque County will take the field momentarily against Honolulu, Hawaii, in the second semifinal of that particular tournament. Earlier on, Idaho Falls, Idaho, defeated Mississippi, Tupelo. Elvis wouldn't be happy. 9-3. Idaho Falls, by the way, won the last iteration of this tournament in 2019, postponed last year because of COVID. So we'll see if Dubuque County can get to the championship game, which will be contested tomorrow night. No games in Major League Baseball this afternoon. As you mentioned, Twins baseball against the Cleveland Indians tonight at 6:30 on 107.5 FM. The Twins coming off the third straight series victory against the division leader. Twins not playing too bad right now, and I like it.
No, Twins are playing pretty good baseball right now. And they're playing spoiler a little bit. I will be rooting wholeheartedly for your Twins tonight, Mark.
Thank you. Last item on the scoreboard today, the Cedar Rapids Colonels return home tomorrow to start a series against Wisconsin. And the Colonels right now, one game ahead of Dayton and Lake County for the second playoff spot. There's only two. Quad Cities has pretty much secured the top spot. But Colonels, 18 of their last 30 games will be on the road. But again, this week, Tuesday through Sunday, will be home against Wisconsin.
Going for the Hackle playoffs. That's what JJ calls it.
The High A Central League.
The Hackle playoffs. The High A Central League, indeed. All right, 3:26. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk some baseball. Field of Dreams game. That took place since we last spoke. And not so much about the game itself. I mean, it was fantastic. And Major League Baseball got every ounce of what they could out of that game. There are going to be future games. And we're going to kick that around and talk a little baseball with you as well. We'll do that. Talk a little bit about golf and a little bit about the racing as well. Stay with us. More to come. 3:26 on a Monday edition of the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Back with more after this.
At a cooperative like DuPaco, you're not just a member, you're an owner. Active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you in participation dividends. Together, since 2016, DuPaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can do a little bit better by saving, borrowing, and planning with DuPaco. Get the details at dupaco.com/thankyous. That's dupaco.com/thankuse. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DuPaco is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Good morning, boss.
Yeah, what's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk?
You mean the hold desk?
Huh?
Every time I call, they put me on hold. Or tell me someone will call me back in a couple of hours. We don't have a couple of hours.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, in that case, you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
IT Solutions continually monitors their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hold desk for you to call to tell them about your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you get help now, never a hold desk.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And we welcome you back at 3:29 here on the Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com, will be joining us. We'll talk about the scrimmage from Saturday at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, the Kids' Day scrimmage. Talk a little bit about Media Day as well, and a look ahead to the season. We'll do that with Tom coming up tomorrow on the program. And again, if you were down in Iowa City, like to comment, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600 as we talk a little college football and kind of transition a little bit and bring in some baseball, Mark. As since the last time we were together, of course, we were off last Friday with local programming, but back today, we haven't had a chance to take a look back at all the activities that took place at the Field of Dreams in Dyersville. Hope everybody caught the game. The ratings were for 2021 for broadcast television. They were pretty darn solid. And I think Fox is very happy about it. ESPN Radio very happy about it. And I think generally Major League Baseball, everybody. It was a win across the board, I think, for everyone involved.
Well, to a person, whether it be on Facebook, Twitter, comments I've heard in person, talked to Jeff Wessel, former Prairie basketball coach and administrator. He was there and said, you know, Mark, I've been to Final Fours. I've been to a lot of big events. His son played in two Final Fours, I believe, for Arizona. And he said, Mark, I've never seen anything like it. It was just incredible. The play, not just the play on the field, but the scenery, the atmosphere. I did hear from one person, they thought, you know, the lines were a little long for concessions and whatnot. You're probably going to have that for your first time out. But the question now is what to do next. Major League Baseball has indicated there's going to be a game in 2022. The Cubs rumored to be a participant in that game. Is that the way it should go, Scott?
That is the big question, because it's...
Take the Cubs out of it, okay?
It has nothing to do with the Cubs. And it's rumored to be Cubs-Cardinals, but great rivalry. Just take that out. And there were been several opinion pieces on this. Gazette ran a very good one with Paul Sullivan today out of Chicago. And they all kind of go to the same point, and that is, how are you going to top this? And I think it is something to step back and think about. And again, it really doesn't have anything to do with the teams involved. It's, okay, you had 8 home runs. People love the long ball. People really love to see the long ball go into corn. You've got a beautiful night. It couldn't have been any better. Brilliant sunset. You had a hot air balloon, for heaven's sake, in the background. You had kids playing baseball on the original Field of Dreams up by the farmhouse. There were, aside from some long lines at the concessions, there were basic, that thing went about as well as it could have gone. And what happens next year when they try it all over again and it's, maybe the weather's not quite as good. Maybe it's got some rain. Maybe it's 98 degrees in the shade or whatever, and it's a 12-1 ball game, whatever the case may be. Or something goes wrong. Do you maybe try to move it around to different sites? Come back to the Field of Dreams every so often. I mean, there's so many different variables that you can throw out there. That is going to be so hard to top, though, on all that happened on Thursday night.
Yeah, and Paul Sullivan, who you referenced from the Chicago Tribune, said that in his lead today. You can play this game for the next 100 years and not be able to replicate the setting, the scenery, the atmosphere, the way the Yankees came back and the way Tim Anderson walked it off in dramatic fashion. I agree. I'm not sure you're going to be able to replicate that particular thing. But should it go forward? Should there be more games at the Field of Dreams? You'd hate to see that Major League field wasted, torn down, the bleachers torn down, the lights torn down, so on and so forth. That's not going to be the case right now. I'd hate to see it go away for the Dyersville and Iowa economy, Dyersville, Dubuque, maybe even Cedar Rapids to a certain extent. Is it important that, you know, you're not going to be able to replicate this particular game? Would you like to see it just as a one-off?
Yeah.
And just put this in the memory banks.
Love Joe Buck dropping Dubuque endorsements. I thought that was great. On the text line, 7409, we got a few texts here about the Field of Dreams game. The long lines were at the merchandise trailers. They only had three of them, and everybody wanted some Field of Dreams gear. I would concur about that. And from the 256 area code, 8683, why do you have to try to top it? That is the million-dollar question.
That's a fair point. You may not try to top it, but I'm not sure you're going to be able to top it. And is that important? I don't know.
Our friend Matt in Fairfax, a buddy that went, said it was the coolest baseball experience he's ever had. He's been to World Series game and said it was a better atmosphere. I guess it's, you know, that depends on your viewpoint, but it was a great, great atmosphere from, and again, I'll ask you, is it going to be the same down the line with Kevin Costner coming through the corn again, all the players emerging from the corn again? I mean, you knew it was coming, but again, that's the question. Or do you just tweak a few things that did do well the first time around as far as the Field of Dreams are concerned? The way it sounds, they are going to maintain the ball field. They are going to disassemble the bleachers, take down the lights, et cetera, et cetera. They can put them back up. Major League Baseball has the wherewithal to control all of that, so that is not a problem. But again, Rob Manfred basically saying that it is going to take place next year, whether we like it or not, or want it or not, or think it can be topped or not.
3750 saying, how about a quote-unquote Sandlot game? Referencing the movie, I think.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, and would that take place in the same locale? I mean, if Major League Baseball can put up an 8,000 seat facility, in Dyersville they can do it pretty much anywhere. They have the wherewithal to do that. There's no doubt about it. I'd maybe like to see it move around, and maybe it doesn't have to be associated with a movie. It can be associated with other things. They've talked about Latin America, Central America, some games down there. That would be a different perspective.
I don't think it was ever meant to be a continuing thing, but I think Major League Baseball saw how successful it was, and then made a quick decision and announcement that at least the 2022 game is going to be planned. So, you know, whether this is we're going to have two of them, three of them, four of them, go on and on forever, I don't know. But the point is, you're not going to be able to top what happened last Thursday night.
True. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here in the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And it's going to be tough to do that. How about this? I thought about this on Thursday night. There are so many town teams that are playing. I will use this as an example. Not that it's going to happen, but there's a story like this in most every state. How cool would it be to have a major league game in Norway, Iowa?
Yeah.
An Osman Tuttle Field in Norway. I mean, granted, you're going to have to come up with, Major League Baseball, go in, put in the bleachers, what have you, probably back the fence up a little bit, take over as far as maintenance is concerned. Not that the folks that do the maintenance down in Norway don't do a fine job. They do. Or go to the state of Minnesota where they have basically the same thing. They've got so many iconic fields in Minnesota where town ball has been played. Just spitballing and throwing it out there.
Yeah, I don't know what the right answer is, but it's worth, the debate that we're having right now and whether it should be a one-off or it should be a continuing thing. I really would like to see ticket prices get more under control. Unless you're part of a company that had access to tickets, and you're shelling. We've heard all the stories. People may be winning the lottery, but then turning around and selling them right away. I'd like to see more people have access to the game.
Yeah, I would as well. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here in this Monday edition of the show. 37-37, they should do the All-Star game there. Yeah, but that takes away from the economic impact of going to a Denver or a Phoenix or wherever the All-Star game is going to take place. I'm not sure you can have the All-Star game there, but I know where you're kind of going right there as far as that text is concerned. Hey, we better throw this in here, Mark, because this is a little bit of breaking news. This is basketball news, but good news for Luka Garza, it sounds like. This being reported by The Athletic, as it sounds like Luka Garza has played his way into a contract in the NBA.
Yeah, maybe not the contract that he would ultimately like, but he will get a shot. Reports are that he's going to sign a two-way contract with the Detroit Pistons, meaning that he can spend a certain amount of days on the NBA roster and spend the rest of the time in the G League, whatever affiliate the Detroit Pistons have in the G Leagues. I think it's maybe 40 days. I'd have to check on that. I shouldn't have thrown that out there without knowing, but he will have an opportunity, and that's what Tyler Cook got last year, the former Iowa Hawkeye, showed well. He's fighting for a spot somewhere in the NBA right now, but Garza, the number 52 pick in the NBA draft, has had really a strong summer league campaign for Detroit, but reports are, again, that he will sign a two-way deal with the Pistons.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the Motor City Cruise, by the way.
Sure.
That is for next year. I have no idea. They're going to play in the Detroit suburbs. They're going to—I don't know where they're going to play, but apparently that is the G League team, as far as the Detroit Pistons are concerned. Luka had a great summer season. Can you call it a season when it's that short? But anyway, it was really good. And he proved himself and I think is going to be in the NBA sooner than later. But that's terrific news as far as Luka Garza is concerned.
I've since learned it's a 45-day period in the NBA and players make around $75,000 while playing in the G League. But they can make an extra $200,000 when they're in the NBA. So all a guy needs is an opportunity, right? And sounds like Luka Garza is going to get it.
84-62 with a little jab here, Rob Manfred. They should keep the teams to the ones that are blacked out from MLB in Iowa. yes, and Rob Manfred asked about that in his news conference right next to Kevin Costner on Thursday and didn't really give a solid answer. They are going to look into it. They are working with the regional sports networks. They're going to look into it.
Wink, wink.
Are you confident that we're going to have a resolution in this situation anytime soon? I am not at the present time.
Well, we hope so, because it's very frustrating for baseball fans, particularly those Midwestern teams that can't watch their... I read a tweet the other day. Somebody in Missouri couldn't watch either the Royals or the Cardinals. Maybe they're playing each other. I don't recall because of whatever, you know, cable outlets and providers that they have down there. So, I mean, yeah, it's a problem for those of us in the Midwest.
A big problem. A big, big problem, no doubt. And it's probably not going to get better anytime soon, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on this Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And don't forget, tomorrow Tom Cakert is going to join us. We'll get more in-depth as far as the Hawkeyes and their Kids Day scrimmage is concerned. If you missed it, AP poll out. Iowa, number 18, Iowa State. Solidly in the top 10. Cyclones starting the season rated number 7 in the AP poll. Alabama is your number 1 team with Oklahoma coming in at number 2.
The latter is the subject of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team in Iowa City. Which team is most likely to finish higher in the final AP Top 25 poll? Would it be Iowa State or Iowa?
A lot of water to go under the bridge before that is determined.
No doubt.
Well, the first two games for Iowa are just, we've talked about it ad nauseum. We're going to talk about it a lot more within the next 3 weeks, but... those first two games for Iowa so critical. We know Iowa State, Matt Campbell has not beaten Kirk Ferentz. Love to do it this year. Get Iowa State more than likely off to a 2-0 start before they head to Vegas. A lot of questions to be answered. A lot of questions to be answered by then. So we'll see how it all plays out. We're going to take a short break, come back. We will talk about some golf and more when we return after this here on KGYM.
In the game of business, it's all about who gets in and who doesn't. Because you have important things to protect, like equipment, your building, and people's information. Level up your security with Network Computer Solutions. They're experts at keeping your data safe, and they can also keep your physical space safe. From camera systems and door access to 24-hour video surveillance, NCS will customize a system for the way you work. Network Computer Solutions, keeping your building, your equipment, and of course, your data secure. Visit NCSEI.com.
The first bet on Caesar Sportsbook app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me, I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesar made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Iowa only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
319-366-1600. That is a text line on this Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And talking about the Field of Dreams, a little bit about Iowa football, as well as we take you up through 4 o'clock, and that'll be the time for Todd and Alex to come on in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And a few more texts as far as the Field of Dreams game is concerned, 0945. It was really nice to see the Ghost players at the Field of Dreams game. Is this anything like the Little League Classic, where the first one was a lot more hyped? I think they're meaning than the rest of the games were. That's the question. That's the question. And Major League Baseball they will have it next year. We know that. And is it going to? It's going to be hard pressed to live up to the Yankees and the White Sox and the show they put on last Thursday in Dyersville. Golf. Zach Johnson did not make the cut this weekend, but it did not cost him as far as getting into the FedEx Cup playoffs mark. However, Zach is going to have a very good showing coming up this week in the first leg of those FedEx Cup playoffs as he comes in, 107-ish right in there as far as the money list is concerned?
He finished 113 in the FedEx Cup standings. He started last week at 107. The top 125 get to play in the Tour Championship. Chesson Hadley got the last spot, edging out Justin Rose. So what happens is the tournament this week, if you're in the top 70 after that, then you get to play the next round. So, yeah, Zach will have to have a pretty darn good tournament right out of the chute.
Yeah, very, very good one. The Northern Trust coming up this week. That is the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Of course, last year, Dustin Johnson just absolutely went crazy as far as the FedEx Cup playoffs is concerned. And we'll see what happens this time. They move it around each and every year. This year, the Northern Trust, they are in the Big Apple at Liberty National, right on the water, if you will, with the skyline of Manhattan in the background. It's a very interesting golf course, to say the least. It was constructed. It was, I believe, an old garbage area that was reclaimed, and they made it into not only a golf course but a little bit of a parkland area as well. So a nice little story back there.
Yeah, and so many interesting storylines out there in terms of who may win. Colin Morikawa comes in as the number one seed, so to speak, having won the regular season championship, and anybody's game, I think. I'd hate to predict it.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And we'll see how golf goes in the next 3 weeks. And then the Ryder Cup up in Wisconsin. Know a few people that are going to be making their way up there to Whistling Straits. And should be a fun time up there. And Ryder Cup is always very, very good. Yesterday and throughout the weekend, we had a feel-good story as well, because you had the crossover in racing. First time you had at the same venue IndyCar and NASCAR, both on the same racetrack, albeit the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You heard the two main races right here on KGYM over the weekend. And Saturday, the IndyCars had their event, Will Power winning that one, and relatively incident-free. And then NASCAR came in with the Xfinity Series late Saturday, and then yesterday's NASCAR race, and we sent some of our listeners over there. I hope they had a great time in Indianapolis, taking in a little bit of history, the first time NASCAR on the road course. And they saw some very interesting happenings, we'll say that, from track repair to two red flags yesterday for 9 and 8 car incidents. You had a penalized car taking out the leader and ended up with A.J. Allmendinger winning it. Only a second career victory. A former open wheel guy, as a matter of fact. So, to say the least, it was a very interesting weekend in Indianapolis.
I'm going to have to trust you on that. I did not see any of it. I did see highlights. I did see tweets complaining about the NASCAR race and what became kind of a mess, as I understand it. But, you know, I'm less of a NASCAR fan than I was 10 years ago. I'm much less a fan of the road course. But you know what? Since it was Indy, I probably should have checked it out a little bit.
It was interesting. As we mentioned, it was very, very interesting. And, you know, you had a couple of stoppages as far as trying to get the curbing on the track taken care of. A lot of people speculating on the fact there was just too much racing there over the weekend. We'll see.
By the way, there is a weather delay at the American Legion World Series, the second semifinal between Hawaii and Iowa. They've just pulled the tarp on the field, so it's going to be a little while before that game can get underway.
By the way, kudos to the guy that is, if there is an athlete of the year, Mark, and you throw any sport into it, I think you can make a pretty darn good case for racing's Kyle Larson, who is not only winning just about everything as far as NASCAR is concerned. Yes, 94-16, I'm getting to Kyle Larson. Saw him win at Fairbury, Illinois a few weeks back at the $50,000 to win race there, the Prairie Dirt Classic. All he does over the weekend, before he goes to Indianapolis, he takes the win in the Knoxville Nationals on Saturday night at in front of 30,000 plus at the Marion County Fairgrounds Knoxville Speedway down there. This guy is winning in sprint cars, in midget cars, in dirt late models, in wing sprint cars, and on the NASCAR circuit. It doesn't matter what he's driving. He is winning. And Kyle Larson is having probably as good an athletic year, or maybe even a better athletic year, than anybody in sports, period.
Could be a very good argument for that. Certainly better than Tim Tebow trying to make an NFL roster and blocking a Cleveland Browns backup, right?
Oh, man. By the way, and not only Kyle Larson, kudos to him. Kudos as well. I don't know if you've seen this. It's out there as far as social media is concerned. Our friend Mia O'Brien down in Jacksonville. And Mia is not a big girl. 4'11", 5-foot-ish, 5'1", right in there anyway. Moving people around for her live shot and getting on their cases because they're drunk people at the Jacksonville football game. And she did not take any guff from them, Mark. Way to go, Mia. Fine job.
That's the Mia we know. And she appeared in our studios before heading down to Jacksonville. And I follow her on Twitter. Does a great job.
And don't be a troublemaker in her live shot.
Nope.
That is the moral of that story. Coming up tomorrow, Tom Kakert will join us. We'll talk about the Iowa football scrimmage from Saturday and get ready for the season with Tom. And we'll do that on the Tuesday edition of the show. And don't forget, Todd and Alex coming your way next from 4 to 6. Twins and the Indians coming up tonight at 6:30 on the Jim OT 107.5 FM with a 7:10 first pitch. Mark, we will talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great night.
You've been listening to the Jim Class right here on KGYM.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine.